You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about, but if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention trust and will. Trust and will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
So did the story of that pub starting a trend in the UK by banning anybody under 18 from the premises. Robbie Fox is with us. Robbie, of course, a former club owner with decades of experience in the area of hospitality. Robbie, you think they're dead right?
Well, it's not as simple as that. I think there are very, especially in Ireland now, there are very different types of what you would call pubs. I mean, years ago, pubs were very simple things. You went in, you bought a drink, and that was it. But an awful lot of pubs in Ireland now have become gastropubs, as they call them, because of the decline in the sale of alcohol. So a lot of pubs have become much bigger and they're virtually restaurants. So this doesn't apply, I feel, to all what you would call pubs. I mean, nowadays in Ireland, in Dublin in particular, a lot of pubs have become older pubs have become probably what we'd call old man pubs, the likes of Kyo's or Neary's or places like this, which are small and just sell beer. Maybe they sell a toasted sandwich, but they're not places for children. But there you have, then you have other places like Cafe Insane, which are huge, probably sell more food than drink. And, you know, I don't see any problem with children in there up to a certain time.
What's the time? When would you cut them off?
Well, I would think 5 o'clock. I think dinner service. Once you go into dinner service, children shouldn't be allowed in the pub. And that, in my mind, includes various restaurants as well. I mean, after a certain time, dinner is for adults in certain restaurants. And I think that should be up to the owner to choose whether he wants to serve children after a certain
time. Surely, though, Robbie, you could see a situation where parents might be in doing shopping, for instance, in town with the kids. It comes to 5:30, you think we'll grab a bite to eat before we go home. That's hardly that unusual.
But there are plenty of restaurants to cater for that. And there are plenty of restaurants that do set out their stall for children. So I just, and I mean, maybe 5 o'clock is a bit early, but I'm thinking from a restaurant situation that you have to set up for lunch or for dinner. So I think after 5 o'clock, you're setting up for dinner. I also think that, you know, when it comes to restaurants, a lot of people, especially you're talking about families, you're talking about, you know, maybe young couples just married or just have children. And they want a date night. They want to get away from the children. So they get a babysitter and they pay the babysitter nowadays anywhere from, 60 to 100 euro. And they go out and now they're sitting beside somebody else's child.
And what's the problem that the children cause, Robbie?
Well, it's not all children. Some children are very, very well behaved. I was out myself the other night. There were two children sitting beside me. There wasn't a peep out of them. But another time you can go out and the children can be running riot and the parents don't care. So the problem is you can't legislate for the parents, because you don't know what way they're going to deal with their children. Some children run a riot. Some people go to restaurants and they assume that, okay, well, the waiter can mind my child while I'm having a glass of wine. And I mean, I've experienced that. And I mean, you go to the parents and say, look, can you mind your child? They're running around. They're going to get hurt. You know, somebody's going to spill soup on them or a hot coffee or something. And they just kind of look at you and say, well, that's your job. You look after it. So unfortunately, because of that, restaurants have to make a decision. And sometimes it's a hard decision. You say, look, I'm sorry, we can't have children in the restaurant. But I think the argument is greater that if you're going to go to a particular type of restaurant and you're going to spend 100, 150 euro for two people, I don't think you want to be sitting beside children who are misbehaving. So I just feel that, it's expensive enough to eat out now without having to eat out and, you know, have and pay for your own child to be minded at home, and then you have children beside you.
Well, I just don't see think that's right. If there's a general view of agreement behind you, Robbie, 53106 or 087-1400-106. That's Robbie Fox, a restaurateur, former club owner with decades of experience in the hospitality arena.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.